You're listening to a Juno Afternoon here on Monday, September 10th, 2018. It's about 11 minutes until the top of the hour. Scott Burton, your host today, and my guests now include Jen LaRoe. She's the Arts Ed Director at the Juno Arts and Humanities Council and part of the Any Given Child Project organization, and also Elizabeth Pysel Davis, Riverbend fourth grade teacher, and Roblyn Davis, a drama specialist for the school district. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Thank you.
Jen, did I get your intro right?
Yes, that was great.
Okay.
Yeah. Any Given Child is a community-wide initiative. That's the good word to remember. It's an initiative.
Got it. And what are you initiating?
So it's trying to include many different folks from a variety of sectors in Juneau, from nonprofit organizations, arts organizations, cultural organizations, and pairing them up with folks from the school district and the city, as well as other private entities as well, businesses and other groups that are all interested in the education of our young children, and particularly bringing arts into the schools in a more comprehensive way.
So Juno Arts and Humanities Council, who are an example of a few other partners?
Some other partners that are active with us are Perseverance Theater, the Juno Symphony Orchestra, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, Juno Dance Theater, Barron's Mechanical.
Okay.
Some other businesses also.
Got it. And artful teaching falls under this umbrella, would you say?
Yeah, so Any Given Child is really taking the community's collective vision on what we as a community want and hope for our children in the schools in regards to arts education. And so we look at all the different programs that are offered during the school day, particularly because that's where we find equity. All children that are in school that's the focus, is to make sure that all kids are getting equal access to arts education. And so we work to ensure that the programs that are being provided are equitable, and looking for gaps that may exist, such as we know that drama is underrepresented in elementary schools. So that's an area that we hope to help create partners that can provide that kind of information. Hence, Roblyn's role as a drama specialist. So another area of Any Given Child is increasing the professional development of teachers in arts integration and other types of arts education. And that's where we kind of have an umbrella over artful teaching, which is a school district program that is a partnership with the Arts and Humanities Council as well as the university.
Okay. Elizabeth, what does this look like in your classroom?
Well, it looks like a whole lot of fun is what it looks like, and a whole lot of learning and a very creative classroom. But what it looks like for me as a professional is that I have the opportunity with my colleagues to get together at least once a month, sometimes more, and receive really high quality professional development from both local artists as well as artists from the Kennedy Center in DC, where I really learn the skills that I need to take the arts back into my classroom successfully. And we really focus on arts integration, which is very different than arts for art's sake, or arts as, well, I like to refer to it as arts as frosting, like where you do a big project and maybe you learn about glaciers, but then you draw a picture of a glacier, which is great and it has its place. But what if we flipped that and we thought about all the things we know about glaciers, and we have this great class discussion about all the things we know about glaciers, and then we become glaciers in a group of five in a frozen picture, and so then we become that glacier, we embody it, and the kids remember the difference between the hanging glaciers and the tidal glaciers because they see their friends and they feel it themselves. So we're meeting two goals at once. We're meeting the goals of, in that case, theater, as well as the goals of our science programs.
Arts integration.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Roblyn, what's it look like for you?
Well, I luckily get to help teachers do something like Elizabeth was just explaining. using drama in a way that can teach content as well as helping teachers learn more about drama so that they're competent in teaching the skills that's in the theater arts. And one thing we know about the arts, well, many things we know about the arts, but arts and learning, students really have to engage their higher thinking skills. They, in order to express something through their bodies and their voices, or if it was a painting or a drawing or even a sculpture, the students really have to know the content that that they're supposed to be learning in order to express it through an art form. So it's a really a powerful way of teaching our kids, and it's really been fun working with the teachers, though, for me as an actor and a director and a drama specialist, to help teachers become more actors and directors, or getting their kids at least to do that.
What's an example of something you've taught a teacher or shared with a teacher recently?
Well, just the beginning of the school year, but something that I'm really looking at now is helping teachers to give voices to their students. Sometimes teaching, I think the less you do, the more you ask your students to do, the more powerful the learning actually can be. So working on having teachers be able to develop the vocal skills in public speaking for their students is super powerful, and basically literally giving students a voice to express their opinion, to have the freedom just to express their own ideas and to have the confidence in that. So that's one of the many different things that I'll be working on.
All right. This sounds so interesting. We're going to have to get you back on the show to tell us more and more about this. Sounds great.
We'd be happy to come back again.
In the meantime, where can we find more information or become involved with this program?
You can contact me at the Arts Council. You can reach me via email, jen@jahc.org. We're currently in the process of developing a website for Any Given Child. There is also some information on the Arts Council's website about it. The website for Any Given Child particularly is going to be released any day now. I'm working on finalizing that. You might even find some drafted pages that got published by accident out there. Contact me directly, and I'd be happy to share some more information about Any Given Child.
You can also talk to your student's teacher and see if they're participating in artful teaching. There's a lot of us participating across the district. So,
all right. That's Elizabeth Pizell-Davis, who teaches fourth grade at Riverbend. We also spoke with Jen LaRoe, the Arts Education Director at the Juno Arts and Humanities Council, also the Any Given Child Initiative person, and Roblyn Davis, drama specialist for the district. Great having you three on the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thank you.